Broadcasting from the wine country in California, this is the Kick-Ass Relationship Show, where intimate secrets and modern advice for couples is shared to elevate your relationship to live sexier, happier, and have way more fun. We believe success in life is better when mixed with excitement and love. And now, here's your kick-ass relationship coach and best-selling author, Midori Verity.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another show. We have an incredible show today. So let me ask you, have you ever felt stuck or overwhelmed with a big decision and wish you had the ability to see the future to help you make the right choice? Our guest today has almost superpowers because she is a clairvoyant and psychic. She's amazing. But also, she has other powers. She is really, really good at helping people know how to re-enter the dating world. And she also shows them how to live a soul-empowered life. So we're going to be learning more about that in just a minute. I am Midori Verity, the kick-ass marriage coach and your host. Each week, I bring you guests, tips, inspiration, and fun to help you help energize your life and your relationship. So we are going to start off with my 3 minutes to thrive. And what we are talking about today is something called a brain interrupt. And you use a brain interrupt to help relieve anxiety. It is awesome. It is so simple to use. I can do this. I can share this in probably 30 seconds, but it works like magic. So when you feel overwhelmed and like almost like you can't think straight, or you have just too much going on, or how about this? You just got into a big argument with your main squeeze, and maybe you want to squeeze his neck a little bit. So when you start feeling these kinds of feelings and this overwhelm, here's what you do. There are three steps, and it is super easy. You might even want to get a pencil and a paper to write this down. So step number one, take a deep breath, hold it in. And then as you are breathing it out, this is step two, I want you to say your full name. So for instance, I do a deep breath. And then as I'm breathing out, I say Midori Ann Verity. You say your full name and you repeat this 6 times. Try to take a 6-second breath. So you want to kind of just slow your body down, give your brain a chance to breathe and get that oxygen in there. And after you do this, all of a sudden you will realize, wow, it's like the anxiety just filtered out of your, it just like ran away from your body. And the beauty of this is that if you happen to be in an argument or in a heavy debate with your partner, after you take a break and you do this, you will be able to think more clearly and respond in a much more logical, successful, succinct way so that you can get your message across the way that you actually want it to happen. So there you go, you guys. That's your 3 minutes to thrive. Brain interrupt. Step one, take a deep breath. Step two, as you're breathing out, say your full name. And step three, repeat 6 times. There you go. So we are going to get right into this call. And let me tell you a little bit about my guest. Her name is Angela Barros, and she is known as the Empowerment Coach. She's the creator and founder of Rock Till You're Hot. Of course, I love that name. Designed as a pre-dating program to guide and support you as you begin to enter the world of dating, which can also, this is why I like this, which can also be so helpful for those of you who are married, but maybe haven't dated in a while and it's become a little bit strange, kind of a strange feeling. So that is what's the beauty of this. And then of course, for those who maybe have gone through a split up and you are ready to start stepping back into that dating world. So she's going to be talking about that. And she just so happens to be a clairvoyant psychic. So she has the ability to combine her skills to help her clients reconnect to themselves in order to live a soul-empowered life. So how exciting is this? I'm super excited for the show. So welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you, Midori. And it's lovely to be on the show, to be on air with you. Thank you for allowing me.
Of course. Now, I want to give you a little background into Angela. I met Angela about almost a month ago.
Yes.
And, right? We were on the phone and we were introduced by an amazing woman. But I had never, ever, 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 ever talked to a psychic or had a psychic reading done before or anything, or even, clear. And there is a difference between clairvoyance and being psychic. But Angela has all these amazing gifts within herself. But anyway, I had never done this before. And so when she first got on the call, we were doing a Skype call. I looked at her and I'm like, Angela, where's all the, like the foofy stuff and the incense going behind you? You look way too normal and way too cute. She did not fit the image that I was expecting. And the thing that I've come to love about Angela is she's real. She's a chick that I would go hang out with and have a great time. She's just very down to earth. She's not woo-woo and crazy. She just has these amazing abilities. And she did them on me, and I was floored. They were amazingly correct. So anyway, I'm so excited to have you on the show, Angela. And I want you to start off by briefly telling us about how you realized you had these skills, the clairvoyant and the psychic abilities.
Sure. So I was born with them. That's my story anyway.
Okay.
As a child growing up, I could see, I suppose, people passed over, and I could see different energies of other beings. And you could kind of say maybe I had a few imaginary friends.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I always just knew too much about people. You know, my parents' friends would come over and I'd be like, where's the other woman you were with? And my parents would be like, what do you mean? And so I would just know too much about people, and people wouldn't understand how I know, and I never understood growing up. And it wasn't actually until I was about 18, and I went to a clairvoyant medium. And she, as soon as she opened the door, she looked over my shoulder, and it was kind of freaky. You know, the first time you go to a medium or someone spiritual is like, I don't know what to expect. What are they going to be like? And so I just about jumped out of my skin when she looked over my shoulder and she said, it's okay, honey. I'm just talking to your grandmother. I'm like, oh my God, really?
Wow.
Yeah. And so that was my very first experience with that. And that this lady, she's still in my life today. She's still a mentor of mine. She's in her late 80s now. And she said, you know, you are extraordinary. You have this amazing gift. And I was like, ah, that's what it is. The light for me went on. Literally, she flicked the switch and I knew everything. I knew exactly what it was and I knew what I had to do. And then I went to what we call a spiritual development group. And I went along, and a lot of people in the group had been in the group for, you know, a number of years. And the lady taking it said, honey, we can't teach you anything here. I'm sorry. I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, you've got an amazing gift. We've been told by our guides, by spirit, that, you know, you can teach us things. And I was like, oh my goodness. Right. Okay. So it took me a few years to really settle into that and to discover how I can grow and work with the energies, you know, with what I call guides or spirit, people who are passed over, and also my guides as well. So, yes, growing up, being a child to an adult was very interesting. And then through my teenage years, you know, when you're out clubbing and, you know, doing the teenage things, I would channel through messages to people. And I was actually better when I used to drink, funny enough. So just saying random things to random people.
I gotta stop you there. I have to know more about this. So are you saying like you'd see a cute guy across the room and you would like send him some kind of message saying, hey, look at me, I'm super hot, you should come over and talk to me, like that? What do you mean?
No. I've never used it for anything like that. I've never used it for my benefit in any way. It's against my morals as a person, and it's just not right. So an example, whenever, you know, a lot of the time that I'm out, people will come over and just talk to me, and they will give me their whole life story or their downfalls or their great stuff. It happens to me all the time. My friends are like, people just come and talk to you. And they often think that they will be annoying me, but I'm just sitting there listening to their story because there's a reason that they've come over to talk to me. They've seen my light, or they've just seen me and wanted to download information or download their story, have someone to talk to and for someone to listen to them. So whenever it happens, I just give them some messages and say, you know, what about this or what about that, or, you know, to help to give them some direction, because I am a coach and I do have the ability to see into people and understand people on a much, much deeper level. People find it very difficult to lie to me because I can see and I know when they're lying to me.
Oh. Okay, so I have to admit, when you were doing the reading for me, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what else does she know about me? This is a little bit, it's a little bit weird. Does she know what I did last night? But it was, but I have to say, it was so useful, the things that you shared with me. So Angela, tell us a little bit about how you do help your clients with your abilities, how, you know, what you share with them or what they're looking for, and how you use your gifts to help your clients.
Sure. So clients that come, it could be for a number of different reasons. It could be, you know, for my Rock to Your Heart for the Singles Dating Program. It could be just to have a spiritual reading to connect in with someone who passed away. It could be for general coaching. So generally when someone comes, say if they're coming for a coaching session and it's not a clairvoyant session, because, you know, not everyone is into the spiritual realms or has a belief in that. So I use it as a tool for myself to pull out segments from my clients to kind of push them a little bit, kind of like what you do, Midori. You like to kind of, you know, take your clients to that edge. So I use my gifts and my abilities to help me do that, to guide me, so that the human mind doesn't go all over the place sometimes.
Okay. All right. That's okay. And have you ever talked with a client where they were just absolutely on the wrong path and they weren't getting it? Have you ever encountered that and just come out and said and told them, you know what? You are not going to be successful at becoming an attorney. You're going to be horrible. You need to change that. Has that ever happened, that type of idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very, as Midori, I'm very straight forward talking. So if whatever comes up, I tell them. It's my obligation to tell my clients, especially when I'm in the channel mode, when I'm giving a reading, a spiritual sitting and guidance, that whatever comes through is given. If they're with the wrong person, it's given. If they're not going to be able to do what they want to do, I will tell them, but I will also ask my guides and channel through steps that they can take to ensure they still are on the right path. Because we are not born with a purpose. That stuff, it's a load of cookie. We are not born with a life purpose. We create our life purpose. And that's what people get so mixed up with. It's like, they come to me, please tell me, what am I on this earth for? What is my life purpose? And so when they start saying that, it's like, well, okay, let's take a step back. What do you want to do in your life? What makes your soul sing? So people create their life purpose.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So, because a lot of clients that I talk to, and even friends that I talk to, they feel like they should be doing something, like whatever their career is or whatever it is, it needs to be, you know, there needs to be a purpose to it. And they kind of get caught up in that. So what you're saying is you kind of help them, that you can help them realize their purpose, but they weren't born with it. But as time goes on, they start to find it, and you help clarify what that is sometimes. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. That's awesome. So what about like financial issues? How do you help clients with that? If you know, can someone come to you and say, okay, I want to go pick out lottery numbers. What number should I pick?
Sure, I can give them the lottery numbers, no problem. It's a common question I get asked about. Can I have the lottery numbers, please? It's like, sure, we can give you the lottery numbers. However, we just can't guarantee when those lottery numbers will come up for you. It could be next week. It could be next year. It could be 10 years, 20, 30 years time.
Got it. Okay.
Sorry.
Darn it. Okay. Well, that's good to know. So don't bet on the lottery based on what numbers you might necessarily hear, or just be in for the long game. Okay. So now let's talk a little bit about dating and re-entering that whole dating world, your Rock Till You're Hot program. So, you know, and I have a lot of clients who have been with the same person for a long time and they've become disconnected and they barely can talk, let alone going on a date. So you talk about clearing up the emotional thoughts and start feeling fulfilled again. Talk a little bit about that and how we can do that.
Absolutely. So the Rock to Your Heart, it's what I call a pre-dating program to enable people to hop back into the dating world. Because Midori, a number of years ago when I was dating, and that's how it was started, was, you know, there are a lot of people out there that shouldn't be dating. They've got so much emotional trauma going on. And what I found was there were men and women out there who were dating who just want to harm their partner emotionally. They're not actually looking for true love, or they're not looking for that connection, but they're looking actually to hurt the next person that they're with because of the pain and the hurt that they are carrying from previous relationships. And to me, that was really, really scary. I used to speak at some singles events, and I would just see the energy in the room, and I'd be like, oh, there's actually no one in here I would personally go out with, because there was a lot of hurt and a lot of harm that could be done on the emotional front. I also had friends that were, you know, dating, and we were in a bar quite a while ago, and there was this lovely man who brought a rose over to one of my friends, and my friend just turned around to him and had a go at him, saying, what are you giving me this for? I don't want your rose, you know? And she just went nuts at him. And I turned to her and I said, that was really rude. This man brought you a rose over. That's all he did. He said, you're a lovely woman. I'd like to give you this. And she made it mean so much more than it actually did. And so I talked, you know, I talked to her, and I eventually asked her to go and apologize to him and to have a conversation with him, because every person deserves their time to connect. And so she went over and she apologized, and she found out that he wasn't after anything. He just appreciated that she was a lovely lady. And so after that, I was like, I need to do something about this. It's not good enough. It's how people are treating other people. It's not good enough. So that's basically why I created the program.
Wow, I didn't know that it went so deep. And that's fascinating to hear, because you see it all the time. You hear about these couples that start dating and they just are, because we are coaches, we see things a little bit from a different perspective. I think we recognize things a little bit differently. And you can see all that baggage that they're carrying around with them and how it comes out sometimes towards whoever they happen to be with. So that is incredible. But you also mentioned something else. He came over and he brought her a rose, and he was absolutely shut down. So these poor guys who are trying to step out and, you know, meet other people without getting squashed. Ladies, remember that. It takes a lot of guts to do that. So at least be, be polite and appreciative. You don't need to hang out with them. You don't need to make out with them, but be appreciative. So I like that. Okay, yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
Yes. Also, you know, talking about relationships and marriages, a lot of, you know, it's both men and women that, you know, they hop into a relationship and they try to change each other. And then 10 years down the track, maybe 5-10 years down the track, the husband or wife comes in. Normally the wife comes in going, I want my husband to be like he was when I first met him. And I'm like, why did you try to change him? If you didn't try to change him, he would be the same person. So it's, you know, I mean, Midori, as you experience with your clients, it's similar.
Yeah, that is so true. It is so, so, so true. I think it's our natural, especially as women, it's our natural tendency, although it goes both ways. Men do it too, but it's our natural tendency to want to fix our partner and make them molded into a certain thing. But you got to remember what you were attracted to when you first met them and stop trying to change your partner. If you want to be with that person, you got to throw out that desire to change that person and focus more on yourself. Why do you want to change that? And maybe it is you who needs to change. And that's 99% of the time that's the case. So I'm glad you brought that up. So we have to go to a quick commercial. You guys come back, because right after our commercial and our little song that comes on, we are going to be bringing on a lucky listener to get a live reading from Angela. So you guys want to hear this, because it's amazing, amazing, amazing. So we'll be right back.
Hey, this is me, Dory, and I want to express how grateful I am for you joining me on my show. And for this, I have a very special gift for you that I am super excited to tell you about. It's a tool. And it's a tool that I have for those of you who are in a relationship and may be feeling frustration and anxiety revolving around this partnership, like all of us do at some point, right? But it doesn't have to stay this way. The tool I'm talking about is my Energized Relationship Quiz. All you do is you simply answer 6 super simple questions, enter your email, and then my custom diagnosis will pop up and reveal the relationship issue. After that, it'll give you the tools to change your situation starting today, right away, right now. So stop arguing over the same things. Get your relationship back to that healthy and happy place you want it. And love being with your partner again. Yes, it can happen. Here's the coolest part. It's free. And like I said earlier, it's only 6 super easy questions. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger, and it'll take you right to the quiz. If you have questions, simply ask me on messenger and I'll personally answer. In fact, I would love to hear your feedback. So once again, just go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger. That's it. I look forward to connecting with you.
Everyone, welcome back. We are here with Miss Angela Barros, who is incredible. She is a clairvoyant psychic and an empowerment coach. And we've been talking about her psychic abilities and how she realized it, and then also about re-entering the dating world. It is quite fascinating. And I promised you guys that we were going to pick one lucky listener to come on and have a live reading by Angela. And I believe, Doug, we have Jake on the line. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, there he is. There is Jake. So, Jake, meet Angela. Angela, meet Jake.
Good morning, Angela. Jake. Good afternoon. I think it is over where you are.
Hey, Angela's calling in from New Zealand, so she just woke up, quite frankly. I'm sorry for interrupting you guys, but yeah, I really want to dive into this. And Angela, go for it. Go ahead and ask Jake what you need to, and you guys do what you need to do, and we'll all be listening in.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How about you?
Oh, very well, very well. Thank you. Jake, just because we don't have a lot of time, I just wanted to check in with you. Is there a specific area you'd like me to look at for you?
No, not really. I haven't done this before, so it's my first time.
Oh, I love newbies. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. So Jake, I feel around you that, okay. So Jake, you're always really busy. Okay. And I'm being told that you don't, at the moment, your life is a bit out of balance. Okay. It feels like I've been pulled in many different directions. And what they're saying to you is that I feel that I want to hop around a whiteboard and I want to put all my options up on the board, okay? Because you have so many options, but the decision-making process of what you go down creates a lot of, I want to say, mind jumble for you. Even though outside of work, you're very focused and you're very goal-orientated, I want you to start taking some of those attributes into your work that you're doing as well, okay? And what they've got... what they're doing for you is that it feels like I'm being pulled in many different directions, but I'm also, you've got a few businesses or you've got some options that you're looking at, and they want to say to stick to your core, to stick to the key, to your key business, okay? Because it feels like you're being pulled off track. But they're also saying, so I'm also being told that at the moment you've been laying quite low, okay? It feels like you haven't been going out socializing a lot. You've been kind of too focused on work. So they just want you to start to bring that balance back in. It's great that you're doing exercise and things, but they really want you to bring more of that balance in to get out and go socialize more as well, okay? Because it's important for you to have that balance. And do you read quite a few books?
Yeah, recently, yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because there's have you? And I just get the feeling that you're in progress of writing a book, or you've written a book, or you're writing a book. It feels like you've maybe started writing books before, but at the moment you're really involved and really keen on writing the book that you're doing at the moment.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Perfect. I want to say to keep going with that. And what I'm being told is about 2 to 3 weeks ago, it's like you had more clarity, and it was just like the penny dropped, the light switched on about, yep, this is what I'm doing, and you've been going full bore ever since. But there has been other things that have taken you off that. So they do want to say just to stay and just to stick to the core of your original plan.
Okay.
Keep driving forward. Do you drive a lot? Because they've got you driving a lot. You're driving from here to there to there to there. All these different, you're driving to different meetings all the time, meeting different people, because your energy feels quite low with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Can you do you need a new office, or are you looking at a new office? Because it's like I want to have a space where people can come to me instead of chasing, instead of flying and driving everywhere at the moment. Because it's really having an impact on your energy. I also feel that you've been there's been a few gut and lower back problems at the moment with your health a little bit.
A little bit.
It's not settled. I just feel that it's really not settled. It's not settled. I don't know if you haven't been eating how you used to be eating. Quite a few things have changed. Have you been eating a few more sweet things that possibly shouldn't be eating as much?
Yeah, a little bit there, here and there. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel that you may need to cut back on some of that. Just some of the sweet stuff, just for a little bit, just so your tummy and stuff can settle a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Just crazy how you know all of that stuff.
Thank you. I know it is crazy, and I've never met you, never talked to you before in my life.
That's impressive.
Do you have any questions for me, though, Jake? I can... anything you'd like clarity on or anything?
How about finances?
Finances?
anything over there? Yeah.
Okay. Finances, Jake, you, you stop the flow of finances. The thing is, Jake, you have so much courage. You're a person who has so much courage, but you also have a lot of fear. It's like you're doing this seesaw, you know, one step forward, one step back, one step forward, one step back. And it's very often you also do that in relationships as well. It's like you go in, then you come out, you go in, then you come out. And it's about finding a way of balance, you know, balancing your central nervous system. At the beginning of the show, Midori talked about the breathing of 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. And that would really help you to balance your central nervous system to, you know, allow the clarity in the mind to come in and to release some pressure on that mind to access your heart and to access your gut. Because in these different areas, there's resistance going on for you and they're not in alignment, okay? When you're in alignment with yourself, with the work, everything flows nicely. So your finances will improve. They will always improve. And I'm just being told that you always land on your feet, Jake. You always land on your feet. If it's not meant to be, you're very intuitive. Your gut is very, very strong. And at the moment, whatever you're doing, it's not right for you to be doing, okay? That's why you're having trouble in your gut at the moment, okay? So use your intuitiveness. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. If you're talking to that person, because listen to your gut more, because Jake, it happens for you often. When you're with someone, when you're talking to someone, your gut isn't right, so you need to use it as your indicator, okay? Men are actually stronger than women in intuition. They're stronger, but they just don't listen to it like women listen to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy.
Okay, so I have to interject here. This is amazing, this information that's coming. So, okay, Jake, have you been eating too much sugar?
Yeah. Those sugars that I don't like very much, those Oreos.
Oh, gosh, those will get you every time, and she knows. And then also, are you writing a book right now? Are you seriously writing a book?
I am, actually, yes.
And is that something that you have done in the past? Like, have you been, is this like, you know, many of us, we think, oh, yeah, I'm going to write a book. But, and then we'll write a couple of lines or a paragraph, but is this like you're fully writing, you're into writing a book right now?
Yeah, I've done some of it in the past, and actually a lot of the work that I've been doing has led up to it. And so now it's more recently just putting the outline together and filling in the blanks with chunks of copy that I've created over the years.
Perfect. Wow. Absolutely. Because you've attempted before, you've written little bits and it's like, you know, you've got unfinished, you've had unfinished ones, but this one is your key.
Yep.
I have a question. So Angela, do you see like with this book that that he's writing right now, you said this is the key. So you're saying that he needs to follow this. He needs to get this done and use this.
Yes.
Okay. You heard it here. You heard it here, Jake. You heard it on the Kick-Ass Relationship Show.
And I'd love a signed copy.
I love
Jake,
it.
Jake, the thing I don't think you realize, and I know that you don't think that you realize, is that you don't share enough with people as well, okay? There's a lot more that maybe your ideas and stuff are a bit out of the planet kind of thing that people won't understand. And you know what, that's your uniqueness. Bring through your uniqueness, because you aren't the same as others in your business and what you do. You're different. You really are.
Oh, I love it. I appreciate that. That's amazing.
Oh my awesome. Gosh, I don't want this to end. I want this to go on, but we can't because we have to go to commercial break. But I just want everyone to know, obviously, if you're listening to this right now, it's insane what Angela has been able to divulge to Jake. And she has been so generous to offer a free 1-hour reading with her, a private reading. So you don't necessarily have to come on my show, but you can go to my Facebook page and the information's there and you can sign up to win that. So you can check that out. Don't leave yet. Don't leave till after the show. But also the other thing that I just want to mention right now before I forget, Angela has been so even more generous because she will be coming back onto our show as a regular. She'll be coming on probably, I'm going to hope, at least once a month, and she'll be doing exactly what she did for Jake. So if you are interested in that, let me know via Facebook Messenger, and we will enter you into that list as well. So Jake, how do you feel?
I feel a lot more motivated and a lot more pumped up and ready to hit the book again.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Awesome. Jake, I'd also love to finish the reading. Maybe you could send me a message, email me or something, and we can go more into detail if you like.
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you so much.
You're
perfect.
Welcome.
So Jake, what you can do is you can go to Midori Verity's my business Facebook page and just message me your information and I will connect you with Angela.
Perfect.
Sound good?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that, Angela. All right, you guys, we are going to a quick commercial break and then we are going to come back and we're going to learn some more secrets about Angela.
Hey, this is me, Dory, and I want to express how grateful I am for you joining me on my show. And for this, I have a very special gift for you that I am super excited to tell you about. It's a tool, and it's a tool that I have for those of you who are in a relationship and maybe feeling frustration and anxiety revolving around this partnership, like all of us do at some point, right? But it doesn't have to stay this way. The tool I'm talking about is my Energized Relationship Quiz. All you do is you simply answer 6 super simple questions, enter your email, and then my custom diagnosis will pop up and reveal the relationship issue. After that, it'll give you the tools to change your situation starting today, right away, right now. So stop arguing over the same things. Get your relationship back to that healthy and happy place you want it. And love being with your partner again. Yes, it can happen. Here's the coolest part. It's free. And like I said earlier, it's only 6 super easy questions. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger, and it'll take you right to the quiz. If you have questions, simply ask me on Messenger and I'll personally answer. In fact, I would love to hear your feedback. So once again, just go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger. That's it. I look forward to connecting with you.
Okay, you guys, oh my gosh, if you were here the last segment, you heard Angela do a live reading for Jake. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I talked to Jake just briefly and he told me that she was so spot on and revealed so much. I mean, he just couldn't believe it. He just could not believe it. So anyway, that was quite spectacular. I can't think of a better word, but spectacular is what comes to my mind. So anyway, now we are going to play a little game with Angela, and it's called Truth or Truth, Angela, and we have special game music. So Doug, you want to cue in the music? Okay, Angela, how this game works. How this game works is I'm going to ask you some questions, and you have to be 100% honest because I'm using my psychic ability to tell if you're telling the truth or not. So it is so much fun, and we are going to get started in just a second. Okay. So the only rule of this game is you just have to be totally honest. That's it. No other rule. Okay. So the first question, what celebrity, Angela, would you want to make out with the most? I'm going to give you some options. Colin Firth, David Beckham, Gerard Butler, Prince Harry, or Ricky Gervais?
Got to go Prince Harry all the way. Got to have to go the British. My father's British, so have to go British.
You have to.
Yeah.
I don't know that
pretty cute.
He seems so darling, doesn't he?
He does. And so much fun as well. Funny enough, when I used to live in the UK, one of my friends used to be a driver for him and would pick him up from clubs and different things. So, yeah, definitely him. He sounds like a lot of fun.
He sounds like a lot of fun. And I've heard you mention bars quite a few times in this conversation. So I know that you like to go out and have fun. That's my psychic reading of you.
I love to go and dance. I'm not a drinker. Just go and dance.
That's awesome. So you get some exercise, you get out, you meet some people, throw some readings. I love it. I love it. Okay. So my next question, who has influenced you the most in your life?
Oh, very good question. Influenced me most. Probably when I was 21, I was working for an IT company. And I had a boss. He was a multimillionaire. He could make millions. He could lose millions, make millions and lose millions. And I never fazed him. He was one of those super intelligent people, but he would make super silly decisions. And so 21, he pushed me into, he encouraged me to take on these other roles within the organization and really supported me to do that. And to cut a long story short, we would go into a meeting. He would afterwards say, he'd fire me, and then I'd say, okay, cool, I'll go home. And then the next day he'd be like, where are you? And I'm like, well, you fired me. So he was a person who, this happened often because he encouraged me to speak up, to tell him when he made a silly decision, and I would. And, still to this day, he said, Angela, I know you're going to be successful. Whatever you need in business, or if you need some financial help, if you need a backer, ring me. I would love to be in business with you. And so he's a person who, just a general person who inspired me to get out and do my own business instead of working for someone else. Because he said, you're a crap employee. You're the worst ever.
That is so funny. But to come back and say that he will totally back you, that's, wow, that's incredible.
It's really important. It's great that he saw something in me that I didn't see back then. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love doing the work that I do.
Well, you see a lot about others. Yes. That's definitely true. Okay. So the third question, what is one thing we wouldn't guess about you?
If you met me down the street in the supermarket somewhere, you'd probably never guess that I was a clairvoyant medium, had these gifts, or that I was an ex-fighter, that I used to compete in martial arts at, a top New Zealand international level.
Okay, so you guys can't see her. You can't see what she looks like, but she is the most darling, sweet girl. Like every picture I see of her, she's in like just a girly girl dress. So the fact that she was a fighter, I would have never, ever guessed that.
And also that I moved from London to Turkey. There's a number of things, I was in the corporate world and I got sick of the corporate world. So I jumped over and moved to Turkey and became a tour guide when I was really shy as a child. I would never speak to people. And then I moved to Southeast Asia. So there's quite a few things.
Apparently you're multi-layered. I love it. Okay. So this is a more important question. If you had to pick one of these, which would you pick? Cellulite, turkey neck, crow's feet, stretch marks, or flapping arms?
My goodness. I'd probably take stretch marks because there's therapies that can help you remove them. Okay. You know what? All of those things. I believe in aging gracefully. So, looking after yourself. And if you have those things, love them because every line in your body tells a story.
That's true. Although some of those stories I would like to be erased. So that's how I approach aging.
Right.
But you're right. They are there for a reason. Those little things around our eyes, those laugh lines, those are a good thing.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so since we were talking about dating, and I have a sister-in-law who apparently has been dating recently, and so I want her, I'm hoping she's listening and making notes, especially on this next question. So what is the best line to end a date abruptly? First one. So we'll say A, does this rag smell like chloroform to you? B, I'll be right back. I always have to call my parole officer at 6 p.m. C, you want to come over and meet my 20 cats? Or D, what's your name again? I was thinking about marriage and sort of spaced out.
I love what you just come up with the most fascinating answers. I just don't know how you do it. I like the 20 cats and also the marriage, but the 20 cats. Yeah.
You want to come over and meet my 20 cats? Or, yeah. And then also, what's your name again? I was thinking about marriage and sort of spaced out. Okay.
That would freak me out if I had someone do that.
Right. Especially if they said, does this rag smell like chloroform to you? If someone says that to you, you probably should run. Just run.
Absolutely. Or call someone.
Totally. Do something, but don't stand there. Okay. Well, you did very well in our game and you win. I'm not sure what you're going to win. Oh, well, you're going to win Jake's book. That's what you win. Oh, you're going to win Jake's book, and we'll probably be able to get him to sign that for you. So there you go, Angela.
Thank you,
Jake.
You're
on the right show. Okay. So now we are shifting a little bit and we're going to get to know you on a little bit of a different level. I want to know, what is a book that's made a big impact in your life or a favorite book that you have?
Oh, a favorite book that I have. You know, I'm Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top. See You at the Top, I think it's called. How to Win Friends and Influence People. So, you know, Dale Carnegie, Zig Ziglar, they're my favorite books. And, you know, how to win friends and influence people, it's about being nice to people. It's about giving them the space to listen and listen to them and be interested. So they're two of the books that I go back to read over and over again.
And I have to say, I haven't read Zig Ziglar's book. I know who he is, but I have not read his work. But the Dale Carnegie book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, I think that's the name of it, right?
Yes.
That book shocked me. It was such an important read. And just like you said, it's there's a lot of psychology that goes behind it. And everyone, regardless of whether you're in business or not, you really should read that book, because it's a way to approach the world and a way to approach others. And it's really a profound book. And it was, I got the audio version. And so he would just read it to me as I was getting ready in the morning. And I loved it. So I agree with you, Angela. That's a great one.
Yeah. Okay. I used to listen to Zig Ziglar when I was sort of in my early 20s, because I loved his voice, because, you know, he's American and I just loved his voice.
because he was American?
Yeah. Because we love your accents.
Oh, that's funny, because we thought that no one really liked our accents, but we love your type of accent. In fact, I had someone who is a marketing guy, a really, really high-end marketing guy, who told me that if you can ever have an accent, it's much better than an American accent for doing sales. I'm like, oh gosh, I just can't. I'm terrible at it. So that's interesting to hear your perspective. I appreciate that. Okay, so here's another question for you. What was the most challenging moment that you've had, and how you overcame or what you learned from the experience?
Oh, one of the most challenging moments in my life. I've had many, actually. The one which is quite emotional to me was when my father passed away, was telling him that he can go to the other side. That was probably one of the most challenging moments. And luckily, because I have my gift, that I saw his family come and collect him. And I told him that we'll be okay, that we love him and that he can go. That was one of the most challenging emotional times of my life, that I, you know, telling your father to to leave you.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure. But I bet that was so comforting for him to hear what you had to say about where he was going. So what a gift. What a gift for you to give to him.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. So that was just one of the times.
Yeah. I'm sure all of us have so many moments that were challenging, right?
Yes.
Okay. So another question. If you were magic, what would you wish for the world?
I would wish for the world to have more balance, because with balance, to have more balance and to know that each individual is unique and that they can make choices. They're not held by their past, that they can break free and that they can choose to have the life that they want to live.
So true. Such a good point. You guys heard that, and the beauty of that is you don't have to be magic to let go of the past. There are a lot of mental things that you can do, exercises that are not difficult to help you achieve that. So thank you for bringing that up. Angela, you have been such a delight to have on the show. It was so much. I don't want to let you go. I want you to come back every week. This was so much fun. And I know all the listeners enjoyed everything that you had to share. And I'm so pleased that you will be coming back with us. So you guys make sure you follow my Facebook, Midori Verity, my public page, not my personal page. I don't post as much on my personal page, but go to my public page because I will be announcing when to expect Angela again. And the other thing is she has offered to do one free full hour reading. That's $150 value. So it's going to be private. It will not be online. And if you go to my Facebook, again, Midori Verity, it's there. So you just do the @ Midori Verity and follow the instructions on the post there. You can win that opportunity. So I strongly encourage you to do it because I have never met anyone who is so gifted as Angela is. And you definitely want to be able to take advantage of that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us. And I do want to talk about my show guest for next week with Miss Monica Sawyer. She is so darn sweet. She actually had me on her show not too long ago, but she works at helping people create a whole new sense of power, energy, and excitement in their lives. So you want to come back and meet her. So once again, Angela, thank you so much for being here with us. And for all of you listening, remember the gratitude attitude that we talked about and share at least one positive thing to your loved ones and to your partner every single day about what you appreciate about them, what you love about them, and how thankful you are to have them in your life. All right, you guys, until next Wednesday, I will see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Kick-Ass Relationship Show with Midori Verity. We hope you've enjoyed the show and want to share the love by passing on our web address, midoriverity.com/show, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous shows. This has been a Midori Verity International production. Join us next time on the Kick-Ass Relationship Show to add passion and fun to enjoy the most extraordinary relationship and life.